When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here today with Syracuse Orange offeree, that is Caton Samuels, defensive tackle, incoming class of 2014 from Arabia Mountain High School in Lithonia, Georgia, and is still looking at the school that he wants to go to, spend the next 3 to 5 years of his life. Ball State is in the mix, and Syracuse is in the mix, and now he is on the show for the first time. Caton, how you doing?
Doing well.
And I know that you're a step away from getting on campus at Syracuse. What are you looking forward to the most in going to Syracuse?
Well, really looking forward to the basketball game. Never been to a college basketball game, and something like Syracuse or Duke is going to be real big, probably a record for breaking fans going to be there. So, you know, so excited to see that. I hate Duke with a passion, so I hope Duke gets killed. I think that's it. Let's meet the guys. A lot of guys are from Georgia at Syracuse. See their experience at Syracuse. How everything goes with them. How comfortable they are.
As far as, you know, when you talk about guys that are at Syracuse right now coming from the state of Georgia, is there anyone that you have a relationship with already that you've been able to keep in touch with?
Actually, I don't. I know some guy. I played against Alex. Alex from Tucker High School. I believe he plays guards for Syracuse now. I actually seen Cameron Lynch play when I was in ninth grade. Didn't know him, but seeing him play in the state championship game, I got to say something to him, but never actually had a relationship with him. But I know those guys are from Georgia, and so they're not too different from me, so I'm just really looking forward to talking to them.
When you look at the fact that, you know, obviously Georgia is a good distance from Syracuse, New York, is distance a factor to you as far as what school you end up choosing?
Really, it's not, because Syracuse has games on TV all the time, and a lot of games they do play in the South. So my family will be able to come see me play live a lot of times, but, you know, they play against North Carolina, play against Clemson, the Florida State. They'll be able to come and see me play. And really, because, you know, Syracuse is very far, so, you know, I think I'm set up to take planes back home or whatnot. So we already been talking about that now. So, I think distance is a player factor. I know my family knows I'm here to get my education and, do what I love.
When you look at Syracuse and the opportunity that has been presented with the offer that you have to Syracuse University, just go into the moment that happened for you, that you received that offer. Thinking back on that time, let everybody listening know, what was it like for you to get an offer from Syracuse, and how did you respond to it when it happened?
Well, I was really excited. You know, I was just blessed for the opportunity. Been blessed with a lot of opportunities through my junior and senior season. So, you know, but this opportunity has been great. You know, I had to get a good, great degree playing, you know, top football, BCS football, ACC, real good coaching staff. That's up and coming. First year of Coach Schaefer. So I'm excited to do a great job with the kids, you know, especially young guys, losing some key guys this year, but I know they're going to be great next year. But the other thing about the school, just want to meet the people there and meet the environment, meet the players, see how they like it, the school environment, teachers, everything about it. That's how you pick a school, because coaches leave, they come and go. So, but you have to be there for 3 to 5 years, like you said, for school. So if you don't like the school, you're going to be miserable. So I think that's a big point. And that's why, you know, I look at Syracuse as being a top-tier school, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I was really excited about the offer.
When you look at the situation that you'll have, I want to go into that game that you're going to be at. I know you said you're not a big fan of Duke, Syracuse, and Duke going on during your visit. at Syracuse University. Most likely, pretty easily confirmed that this will be the biggest crowd ever for an NCAA basketball game in the history of Division I men's basketball. What's it going to be like for you? Because you're a football player, so you're going to be there at a basketball game, but are you going to try and get a sense of the dome and what the fan crowd, what the crowd is like and how they sound? I mean, are you looking a little bit deeper into the Carrier Dome than just the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, our home games are played at, Syracuse home games are played at. So, you know, if I'm going to attend the school, you know, I would love to see how the stadium is. Not, I know it's not about stadiums or the buildings or not, because I believe every college, top-tier college, has the buildings and the stadium or whatnot. But it just gives you a sense of how it feels to come out the tunnel or whatnot. If I was coming out the tunnel or whatnot, imagine more people there, because more people at a football game and basketball, how loud it is. Just the fan base just going at it and just real hype. It really just, you know, it's outstanding. I think it sometimes is overwhelming for the freshmen, you know, but it's a great feeling. I know I asked every football player that first game there at Syracuse, they loved it. Just how the feeling it was. I know they was nervous. So I believe the Carrier Dome, something special. I believe is the only collegiate football dome there is. So I'm real excited just to see the dome as a whole.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
When you look at some of the other things, like you said, you know, coaches come and go. You feel that every top-tier program is going to have the facilities. So you said you have to fall in love with the school, the teachers, the students, the atmosphere. What is on your checklist right now for you to say yes to a school? What do they have as far as the experience when you're on that campus?
Really, like the people, like the general people. I know when recruits go up to college, they're going to be like, you know, they're going to put on a show and act like they're the greatest people and they love you. But like I said, the guys that actually went to the school would know how the people are, and the teachers, how the teachers, you know, they're going to teach you and help and want to help you, not just another student in their class. They just teach it. I think it goes more deeper, and if they want to affect a young man or a young lady's life, so I think that's very important. Because teachers really love their job, they don't want to do that, not just getting a paycheck. And that's why I'm looking into the school, because you know at the same time football's going to end sooner or later. Again, a year in the NFL, again, right after college here, nine years in the NFL, it's going to end. So education can carry you a long way. You know, I want to be happy at a school where I can focus in class. So if you're happy in the class, if you like the class, you do well. If you don't, you fail. So definitely that's a big key. And in college periods, just liking the school, liking the teachers, you're not like the every teacher, but you know, you're able to be able to build a relationship with your teacher that if you struggle with something, they can help you out and you know, give you extra time on, you know, just, you know, lift you up and, you know, keep you ahead of the game. And I just that's the big thing I look into school.
So when you look at the fact of, you know, the teachers and if they care about their job and it's not just a paycheck, and are these classes that you're really going to appreciate and enjoy, you're going to be there for a weekend. Obviously, you won't see every teacher. You won't be in the classroom learning day in and day out. So you talked about talking with the players and getting their thoughts on it. What type of questions do you want to sit down and ask the players, and is that going to be something that's really big for you in the weekend that you come up to Syracuse? Is it really going to be about getting a bunch of different opinions from the team and hearing what they have to say?
Question I'm going to ask the players is probably going to be like, how's their freshman experience, even the seniors, the juniors, how did they feel when they first got here? And I'm asking mainly the players that live far away, you know, how they experience with being away from family and whatnot, and how the people here, how the people, how the coaches, how just everything about the school, how's it, honest opinion, because the players are always going to be honest with you, because they have to go there. The coach is going to tell you what you want to hear, teachers, they're going to tell you what you want to hear to get you there, but players that's there, I'm going to tell you about the real thing, the positives and the negatives. So the question I'll ask them is, how to like the school, you know, classes. I know classes are going to be tough because of the real degree, but are the teachers going to, you know, actually teach you and, you know, help you if you're struggling, not just leave you in the back? You know, the social life, also the social life, how the students there, you know, are they friendly people? Are they just everybody keeps to themselves and whatnot, you know? I think those are all important in, you know, a college decision.
Where does your passion, Caton, for education come from? How do you, I mean, you sound like a very eloquent speaker. You sound like someone who, you know, has a good head on your shoulders. You know what you want. What kind of bore that in you? Because, I mean, I think some people forget through the recruiting process, you're a teenager, you're growing up, you're a young guy here in this world. What makes you passionate for education? Where did that all start?
Really, I can just say my mom and also just talking to other guys that have been in the game, that have been through the process, that, you know, they're going to tell you the things they should have done through the process. And I take that and say, okay, that's what I'm going to do to make things different. So, you know, just having a good background is the key to everything about a young man. Not everybody comes from the family or parents like I do, so that's understandable for some people, but you know, I'm blessed for my parents and the coaches I have been with, and, you know, think they have really grown me up as not only a player, but a man. So, you know, I'm still going through the process, but, you know, right now I'm trying to make correct and right decisions. Not every decision is going to be right, but it's what you do with that decision that's going to lead you through the way. So, right now, I think it's my family. My mom is probably the best inspiration I had on me.
As far as what you want to study, have you narrowed down what you want to do and what you want to focus on in college?
Actually, I'm undecided. I probably gonna go my first year. I decided communications. I like sports medicine. So right now, I'm just probably taking some classes, seeing what I like and whatnot, then pick my major after that.
When you look at back to the football side of things, looking at the student side, when you look at football and Tim Douse, defensive line coach for the Syracuse Orange, he's been down to see you recently. You've obviously been in conversation with him. What have you taken away from Tim Douse? Because you talk so much about wanting to really see who people are and what they stand for. Do you feel like you've gotten a good look inside of who Tim Douse is?
Yeah. I think me talking to him and talking to the head coach, you know, they're pretty down to earth guys. I also watch All Access on Syracuse football, and I see how they get after you, but they also love you up too. So I think he's a real genuine guy. He cares about you, not only on the football field, but, you know, as a young man, period. He put guys in the NFL, worked with a lot of guys that I know. So I think he's a great coach, not only a great coach, but, you know, also can be a great father figure, and young man love.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
When you say father figure, that's something that numerous players have brought up to me when it comes to Tim Doust. What makes you look at him like a father figure?
Just the love after you, the look over after you, you know, just to check on you about the right decisions, check how you're doing. I mean, just a while ago, I believe, one of the players' grandparents passed, and they could call anybody, but they called him, one of the D-line, and they talked to him, and he was there for him. And I feel that's the key. If a player can call you after something happened like that, that must mean that you're a real genuine guy, that they look up to you. And that's why I say he's a kind of like a father figure. He's gonna be there through football, life, birthday parties. He's gonna be there. And I think that's a real trait that guy carries.
When you get an in-home visit from Tim Doust and Scott Schaefer, what was the visit like? What did you take away from it? And, you know, how did you view both Scott Schaefer and Tim Doust?
Well, it took away how, you know, down to earth they were. They wasn't just sitting here and just going on about the school and whatnot. The school sells themselves. They were just telling who they are as a person. They told some facts about the school, but they wasn't going in how this school is. Come here, blah, blah, blah. If you come here, you start now. Those are just lies. They're just going to cover up. They were telling me who they are as a person, where they come from, their background, what how they teach, what philosophy they teach on the football field. And that's what I want to know. The school's going to sell themselves. The real funny guys down to earth, family guys, I can tell. My family loved them. We laughed. Yeah, I think they're down-earth guys and, you know, good father figures both.
When you say that they're both funny, what was making you laugh? What about their personality kind of loosened up the room a little bit?
They're like brothers. I can tell, like, you know, they can joke with each other and laugh and get on each other like real brothers, I guess, because they've been together through their whole careers, that they build that relationship. They just family and just laugh each other, make mistakes and get on each other, and I think that's pretty cool that coaching staff is not all about. It's not about big man head coach and assistant D-line coach. It's about a family. They're all coaches, and that's how they treat each other.
When you look at Syracuse, what draws you to the school? I know you had talked to me before about education, and you know that there's a good education there, but is there anything else as far as on the football side of things that is drawing you to Syracuse right now?
This is about the program, the history it has with our history, Jim Brown, Ernest Davis, for a little everything, like the national championship Heisman. It's in the ACC, playing against the best, one of the best teams, group of teams that there is in college football, and I think that's a great opportunity to play the best level of football with a good degree. I think that's perfect.
As you move forward in whatever school you end up choosing, are you kind of in an area where you know where you're leaning toward? Is it 50-50 Ball State and Syracuse? Where's your mind and your heart at right now?
I couldn't tell you right now. I'm just going to weigh my options. Weigh my options and see everything about both of the schools and compare them to and by the people. Can't really tell you right now. Best thing I can tell you is just you'll see sign today.
Now, I have had the opportunity to watch your film and get a taste for what you do on the field. I want to ask you, and I, you know, from what I see, I'll tell you after the fact, but I want to know what you think. What do you find to be your best attribute on the field? What do you do best?
I think my best key is shed blocks pretty well. I get off blocks pretty well. I think I get my hands on somebody, I find the ball and shed them real quick. I think that's probably my best attribute.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I watched your film and I went through and saw you on numerous plays, numerous different times, different games, different opponents, that is the one thing that stuck out to me more than anything else. It's why I wanted to see what you had to say, is that I almost look at you as the type of defensive tackle that will go up against an offensive lineman, put your hands on him, and as soon as you don't need him anymore, you just let him go. It's not him letting you go or you breaking off. It's almost as if you're just utilizing him as a statue until you need to go somewhere else with it. And I see how quick you move off of somebody, which I think is something that obviously a defensive tackle has to have.
Yeah.
Now, as you look forward and you look at your collegiate career, on the other side of things, where do you think you need to work the most? If you are to critique yourself, what would you like to make better?
Probably my pass rush. I believe, just bring more move to the game, more quickness, and, I believe I got good footwork and just continue to get faster, stronger, and more, hand move, hand technique. I think that's going to carry me a long way because college O-linemen are, they better taught. So I believe, got to use my hands way more in college, and I think that's a big key I should work on.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Now, Caton, when you talk about how guys in college, offensive linemen, a lot more talented, when you were going up against guys, and from everything I saw on your film, and like I had stated, your ability to just get up against them real quick, get your hands on them, see the running back come, let go of them, and jump over to the running back, take them down, do you feel like the talent that you went up against was difficult enough for you, or do you feel that it was not at your level? I mean, how do you view the talent that you faced in high school?
Well, it was games. The center was a little better. O-line was a little better than the other. We played 5A football, second highest level classification of football in Georgia, against Stephen Tucker. And Stephen has a top O-line, Mississippi State commit, NC State commit. So their center made All-State. So I played against great competition. I feel like it. And it made me better as a player now. Work. It was great to see how I matched up against them.
And before I let you go, Kate, now I want to look at this visit and what this could be for you. Is there any chance or any opportunity for you that during the visit to Syracuse, within the 3 days that you're there, that you could say, you know what, I want to make my decision, be it Ball State or be it Syracuse? Is there a chance for you to say, I'm not going to wait until National Signing Day, I want to do it right now? Can you see yourself doing that?
No, I don't. I probably have a decision in my head, but now I'll wait to sign it Signing Day. Just talk it over with my family, my mom, if she's not coming with me.
And you say your mom's not coming. Is there anybody that's taking the trip with you?
No, sir. So I'm taking a plane and flight to around $700. So that was 2 hours away. So mom said, I'll just take it by myself and tell her how it went.
And now that it's all coming down to the end here and National Signing Day, less than a week away for you, this is the final visit that you're going to have. What's it like for you in this moment? Are you ready for it to all be done? Are you excited about where things are at right now? What are your emotions at this point in the game with National Signing Day so close to you?
I kind of wish I had a little more time, to be honest. You know, just to weigh my options and make sure I'm doing the right decision. But, you know, since it's so late in the game, that's why I have to look over things real carefully and make sure that the right decision I'm making quickly.
You have a Twitter name that is Y'all Just My Fans. I want to ask you, what made you choose that type of name and what it means to you?
I think I made that Twitter. Oh, ninth grade. I guess I think I got that from a good friend, teammate of mine, and they was getting on him. I think it's something about, I think he was wearing neon, and he loved neon. They was like, man, look at you, so bright and everything. And then he said, he was like, man, y'all just my fans. And I think I just took that, because like all the haters and whatnot that, you know, always look down on you, and I have to say, y'all just my fans.
And the other side of it, Haloti Ngata Jr., why choose that?
Oh, I believe he's a heck of a player. Fast, no guard, strong, and so I try to show my level of play just like him. So, you know, it's a good defensive tackle, no guard, look over.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time and letting us know a little bit behind that story and about family. It sounds like mom's very important to you and that your family is. So I hope that obviously you make the right decision for yourself. I appreciate you coming on to the show. And if you would like to, I'd love to have you back on once you make that decision, once you make that choice. I would love to be able to have you on here to celebrate it with whatever fans you choose to be a part of as far as the next 3 to 5 years of your life.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate it, Caton, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Once again, a special thanks to Caton Samuels coming on to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Another exclusive here for you on the recruiting page of WakeUpCallDT.com. As Caton Samuels looks at Ball State and Syracuse, with his visit to Syracuse University being the last visit he will take before National Signing Day, and he said National Signing Day is the day, Wednesday, February 5th, where he will make his decision on what school he'll be going to. The defensive tackle in the class of 2014, coming from Arabia Mountain High School in Lithonia, Georgia, getting set to make his decision very shortly and going up to Syracuse, New York for the very first time. I'd also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest-standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time. For those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of hang, I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSIG Apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Dansatora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dansatora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. The image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Dreisig Apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Dreisig Apparel, D-R-E-I,
SSIGapparel.com has helped me to look professional, to be, feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Drysig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Drysig Apparel, DreisigApparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to DreisigApparel.com. And also with Drysig, DreisigLady.com, DreisigLady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, DreisigLady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may do. And, or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. DreisigLady.com. Fit your woman right now at DreisigLady.com. And FanHands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with FanHands.com, which make the real fans stand out at every single game. FanHands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at FanHands.com once again, FanHands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dance to Our Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dance to Our Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dance to Our Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.